This is the Heroin Project with Francesca Alexander.
As we all know that the press is under siege these days, but we also know that it is the insatiable dedication to uncovering the absolute truth that keeps us from turning a blind eye to corruption and to injustice.
There's no mistake about it. This is a significant moment. I'm speaking to you the morning after this speech has happened. I'm here in New Zealand and on a Tuesday. So it's if everybody else is on a Monday in the States. And what was lovely to wake up with is to see all of these wonderful people that I admire and adore and love on Facebook that I follow are reposting the speech over and over again. And it's a little bit more than just resonating. It's absolutely what I feel and sense what hope is. Oprah is the master of regaining focus, getting herself back to what is real, what is powerful, what we need to do as a people. And it's just been something that I've always been moved by her. I've been moved by her story, especially when she talks about the speech in the beginning when she's a little girl watching Sidney Poitier win the Oscar. And I've had those moments myself, actually far and few between, because when I was growing up, there was not a lot of positive visions or story depictions of Latinos. So for me, it was very far, far between until later on. And then I can understand and see the power of that story being told. But for me in particular, I think as a woman of color, it's really significant. And I've made my career and my adult life about getting something out of nothing. No one's ever handed me the corner office is what I've always talked about, especially as an adult. And what I do and why I talk about that, especially to my mentees, and it, by the way, it's kind of like an ongoing joke in my head. It's like, yeah, you're that age where you have, you know, you're mentoring. It happens, right? But what I really want to say to the young women out there, especially women of color, and not just to women, but even, you know, because I think of my nephews and what they're going through, and there's so many obstacles. Sometimes there might be a vocal obstacle that's a little louder in the States if you're a person of color. And what I really want to just drill down on is that yes, we all know that it's really hard to get in, especially women. It's almost like that double obstacle that we're bearing. But the thing is that we can still find a way. I've done it where, you know what, we're going to create a different reality. When that means that sometimes we have to create our own business, we have to do our own thing for the road of expectations to meet up and rise with us. And that's why I think this particular speech is so significant, because it talks a little bit about that. Oprah is probably my favorite entrepreneur of all time. I think that her just transparency on how she was resisted in the beginning, just as a broadcaster, as a woman in business, what those obstacles were. I mean, I can just even thinking about some of the things that she's went through is just amazing. And some of it's quite humiliating. I mean, the story's not a pretty story. And I think a lot of us have that, especially for women. And this particular Golden Globe show really spoke to women.
What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have. And I'm especially proud and inspired by all the women who have felt strong enough and empowered enough to speak up and share their personal stories. Each of us in this room are celebrated because of the stories that we tell. And this year, we became the story.
Now, if I'm not right, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be right on this. Today will be the marking of this is going to be the most tweeted quote, the most social media posted quote out there today. I mean, how amazing is that? Is that we're actually here and we're, you know, here to change and actually help change a landscape of what we want to become, of the responsibility of telling our story and who we are in a way that's very personal and also celebrated. I mean, it is so significant and it's so amazing. I also love reading these articles and listening to the newscast. I listen to podcasts because I don't have American television. So in the morning, I'll listen to NPR morning podcast to kind of get in on what, you know, what's happened overnight, what's, you know, what's going down. And of course, before I went to bed, I listened to the speech because it was here already on Facebook, so I got to see it. But what was really great looking at and listening to this particular morning news cycle was that the speculation of Oprah running for president for 2020. And I remember looking at Gail in the audience, how she just had that moment of seeing her friends, and it was a prideful moment, but it was almost like, it was, for me, it was very telling. It was telling that, you know, it's not just that whole acknowledgement that we sometimes do with other friends or family that say something significant, but it was something deeper. And it really was that kind of spiritual, holding a spiritual place for her. And it was just so endearing, and I absolutely loved it. I also loved all of the articles that I was reading this morning on news cycles, and especially the one, I think there was one that says having, you know, Oprah having 2020 vision. And I went, whoa, wouldn't that be amazing?
But it's not just a story affecting the entertainment industry. It's one that transcends any culture, geography, race, religion, politics, or workplace. So I want tonight to express gratitude to all the women who have endured years of abuse and assault because they, like my mother, had children to feed and bills to pay and dreams to pursue.
I mean, if you weren't crying now, right? I mean, you know, or grabbing someone's hand by watching this, it was just such a powerful thing to say. And we all resonated with, because we all reflect on those other significant women that are in our lives and what we've endured, sisters, you know, mothers, aunts, friends that become sisters, and we know each other's story, and sometimes we've had to keep it a secret. And she's putting it out there that we can actually tell our story. And this whole past 2017 movement of Me Too has absolutely been about, you know, breaking the silence, calling it out, and being angry is okay, taking back what is our dignity and what we needed to focus. Oh my goodness, what a powerful time. I mean, and this next piece, I think, is where I really feel like she sounded so presidential.
They're the women whose names we'll never know. They are domestic workers and farm workers. They are working in factories, and they work in restaurants, and they're in academia and engineering and medicine and science. They're part of the world of tech and politics and business. There are athletes in the Olympics, and there are soldiers in the military. And there's someone else, Recy Taylor, a name I know and I think you should know too. In 1944, Recy Taylor was a young wife and a mother. She was just walking home from a church service. She'd attended in Abbeville, Alabama, when she was abducted by six armed white men, raped and left blindfolded by the side of the road, coming home from church. They threatened to kill her if she ever told anyone. But her story was reported to the NAACP, where a young worker by the name of Rosa Parks became the lead investigator on her case. And together, they sought justice. But justice wasn't an option in the era of Jim Crow. The men who tried to destroy her were never persecuted. Recy Taylor died 10 days ago, just shy of her 98th birthday. She lived, as we all have lived, too many years in a culture broken by brutally powerful men. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. The time is up.
I mean, at that moment, just, I am volunteering, put me anywhere you'd like in her campaign, in her presidential campaign, right there. You know, there's so many people that would actually rise to that occasion. What was really great about this, and I know that this audience in particular at the Golden Globe was very liberal, but to see men stand and not sit down, they were standing with her and in total alignment of what it was that she was speaking, and it was absolute, the pure essence of what truth is. And that was just something I just couldn't shut up about. I had to do a podcast today. I had to talk to you and just reach out there, you know, sister to sister, hold your hand and let you know that I'm standing with you. And I think that all of us need to just verbally say that. We need to say it more. And there's ways that I want to be able to do that in this particular podcast series, The Heroine Project. It's so significant. It's so important. I want you to know that I'm here standing with you and that I want you to be heard. And when I started, I know this sounds awful and this is not a commercial, but when I started my business, that was the fundamental essence of what I wanted to do. I wanted to stand up for that person and let them really rise up to be a great business owner. And because I actually concentrated on social media, I wanted them to speak their truth on social media and really pull in those people that were their person. Their person. So I just wanted to like put this out there today. Know that I'm with you if you're feeling the same way that I am today after listening to Oprah. And I hope that this podcast really rises up to meet you. That is it for me. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this particular podcast, please review it. We'd love to get more people just like you to actually hear the podcast, recommend it to friends, and really get it climbing the charts, because I want to be also that person that really reaches out to people just like you and be able to do this together. Thanks so much, and thank you again for listening to The Heroine Project. Thank you for listening to The Heroine Project podcast. If you want to hear more podcasts or just check out some of our resources, go to socialglobalgrind.com/podcast. There you'll be able to see some more resources or even sign up for our newsletter. Thanks again for listening and hope to see you and hear from you in the next episode.